This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Over the weekend, close to 20 years after the initial request was submitted to China, USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service and China's General Admission of Quality Supervision Inspection and Quarantine have agreed to a regulatory framework to expand apple access from the U.S. to China. Danielle Huber, International Marketing Specialist with the Washington Apple Commission, relates what this will mean to apple producers in the Northwest.
We're hoping it means that we get to double our last record exports into China. We had access for reds and goldens back in 2011. We started off 2011-12, and in August 2012, China shut their doors on us. At that point, we were exporting 3 million plus cartons into China, and that was just with reds and goldens. So we're hoping to, at the very least, double that with full varietal access.
China is the largest apple-producing nation, and as part of the deal, China will also have access to the U.S. market.
They mainly grow Fujis, but yes, last I looked, they produced almost 1.9 billion boxes of apples last year.
Huber says it will take a couple of months to see apples start moving. For a look at this week's livestock markets, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, we're trying to put a little bit of bounce. We started off the week with a continuation of Friday's flush. Now, we had a positive cattle on feed report on Friday. The trade mostly ignored that on Monday to flush the market lower, led by the feeder cattle market. We are seeing a little bit more of a bounce after prices came off their lows on Monday. We're seeing some follow-through buying on Tuesday. I'm still not overly impressed considering the depth that we fell. The gains aren't all that impressive. I think we're going to have to see some more follow-through here. Right now, this looks like more of a technical bounce than an oversold market. Ultimately, it comes down to what the cash market is doing. With hogs, the cash market continues to be steady to lower. Product price is kind of chopping sideways. When it comes to the beef, we're seeing a steadily declining beef product market now, and the cash market is falling rapidly toward the futures.
And is the news about the country of origin labeling affecting the livestock markets yet?
I don't think it's having too big of an impact on the livestock futures at this point. I think they're too busy battling the emotions of fund liquidation as the funds just decide, okay, they've had their ride in the beef sector, and so they're going to get out now. So at this point, it seems to be down the list of matters affecting the market.
And how are the hog markets looking? Some were anticipating that PEDV would make a comeback this winter, but it doesn't seem to have.
It really doesn't. We're seeing week after week now slaughter numbers above year-ago levels. And at heavier weights, and the supply is simply matching demand or exceeding demand. And we saw in the last cold storage report that looks like we're starting to rebuild supplies in both the beef and the pork. So while we're seeing the correction of an oversold market right now in hogs, here again, I don't put a lot of confidence we're going to be able to sustain it. There's been some hope that we get a seasonal bounce into cash. But so far, we're not seeing that. Packers are making good profits per hog, but the hogs are coming to them. They're not having to go out and aggressively buy to get them.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman with Water Street Solutions. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service has launched an organic survey to gather detailed data on U.S. organic ag production. USDA Deputy Secretary Krista Hardin says total organic product sales by farms and ranchers in the U.S. have continued to grow, increasing by 83% from 2007 to 2012. The information NASA's gathering will be crucial to capturing the strong private and public sector support to sustain the continued growth of the organic industry, Hardin says. The survey will take a look at different facets of the organic ag industry during 2014. Farmers and ranchers can complete the survey online at agcensus.usda.gov or return their form by mail. Responses must be mailed by February 13th or completed online by April 3rd. The Illinois Corn Marketing Board is looking for applicants for three summer internship positions to promote and educate non-farmers about farming, Illinois agriculture, and corn production. Students participating in these programs can expect to have a meaningful work experience, materials to add to their portfolio, and understand more about communications and marketing to non-farmers. Additionally, students are part of a fun working environment with opportunities for hands-on promotions and work with farmers. Details about the internships can be found online at ilcorn.org/education/hire-education. The three ICMB positions include an education specialist to administer training to teachers in the Ag in the Classroom Summer Institute program, and two communications internships. One of the communications internships will focus on technical production of videos and graphics while assisting in social media. The other will focus on issues management, scripting video, and social media. Qualified applicants must be Illinois residents, have a driver's license, and be enrolled full-time in a college undergraduate or graduate degree program. Other skills and preferred qualifications are listed on the Illinois Corn website. Applications for the internships are due March 2nd. CHS in Shipman is planning to host a couple different events in February. I spoke with Erin Williams of CHS Shipman for more information.
Yes, February is going to be a busy month. We have our annual meeting, an open house Saturday, February 7th. Doors will open at 10 a.m. It's just a great opportunity for the community and our customers to come take a facility tour, learn about CHS, learn about our plans for 2015, and just network and have lunch with us.
And that's going to be at your facility in Shipman?
Yes, right off Route 16.
All right. So everyone can get to come out and get a tour of the plant. And what time does that all start?
10:30 a.m. is when we're opening the doors, and we'll have lunch at noon.
All right, very good. And also in February, on the 21st, as I understand, you're having a trivia night and a live auction.
Yes, yes, we're very, very excited. It's a part of our Harvest for Hunger campaign, and Harvest for Hunger is something that CHS does annually, and it benefits local food pantries. So in efforts to raise funds to support our local food pantries, CHS and Shipman is going to be hosting a trivia night and live auction at the Jerseyville American Legion on Saturday, February 21st. And you can get tickets by calling the elevator in Shipman at 618-729-9009. Doors will open at 6.
All right, very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And will there be prizes at the trivia night? Will it be a sort of contest and team effort?
Oh, yes. And those are a secret.
All right. Well, secrets are good for stuff like this. So if you want to find out what the prizes are, you have to come out.
Yes, absolutely. And tickets are limited. So if you would like to attend the trivia night and live auction, you can get your tickets from me, Erin Williams. I'm the marketing director at CHS in Shipman. You can stop by and come see us in Shipman, or you can call the office 618-729-9009.
Again, that was Erin Williams with CHS in Shipman. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.